The rental car giant Hertz is the latest big American company to file for bankruptcy as the economic pain from the coronavirus pandemic deepens. Hertz was burdened by debt, the company far from alone. Even before the virus arrived in the U.S., corporate debt was soaring to new heights. And now the Federal Reserve is taking the unprecedented step of buying corporate bonds to help companies avoid bankruptcy and layoffs. Here now is Peter O'Dowd, spoke with a top Fed official and has this report.
Dallas Federal Reserve President Robert Kaplan warned about the dangers of ballooning corporate debt long before the pandemic triggered an economic catastrophe. Here he is on CNBC in November.
My concern is if you have a downturn where we grow more slowly, it means that this amount of debt could be an amplifier.
Kaplan was right. It is now late May, and big American companies are losing so much money they can't repay their loans on time.
Tonight, a retail emergency. JCPenney filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Apparel retailers. Terrible. Stores are shuttered.
J. Crew swapped debt, about $1.7 billion for equity.
Shut all 43 of its Neiman Marcus locations.
Well, this is a little worse than the downturn that I had in mind. I mean, this is a severe shock.
Robert Kaplan says the shock is worse because companies have borrowed prodigiously in the past decade. Corporate debt has nearly doubled to $10 trillion since 2007, and Fed policy is a big reason why.
I think the most significant is interest rates have been very, very low.
It's not just retail giants gobbling up cheap money. Oil and gas companies took advantage of basement-level interest rates for years, fueling a shale boom that made the industry rich. But global demand for oil is on the skids, and the Fitch Ratings company predicts that $43 billion worth of energy sector bonds and loans will default this year. As Kaplan points out, it's already happening.
If you had a strong balance sheet going into this and had a lot of staying power, you have a much better chance to make it through what's going on with the lack of oil demand. If, on the other hand, you were going into this with a high level of debt or less than investment grade, it's been very challenging to make it through this period, and that's why you're seeing a number of bankruptcies and restructurings.
Some economists have called this corporate debt a bomb waiting to go off.
That is part of capitalism and how capitalism works. Is it a bomb? I don't think it's a bomb about to go off, but I think it's created strain for companies, and we're monitoring it here at the Fed very, very carefully.
In fact, the Fed is doing more than monitoring. In March, the central bank said it would buy up corporate bonds to act as a financial backstop. It had never done that before, and it prompted a rush to borrow even more. In recent weeks, companies like Boeing, Nike, Disney, and many others have issued bonds at record levels worth hundreds of billions of dollars. Kaplan says the money will buy companies time to get through the crisis.
That's a very sensible approach, and it's the right thing to do in the short run.
But there is a good chance this pandemic will go on much longer. Then what? Kaplan says he expects the economy to contract severely in the second quarter and then start growing again by late summer.
We'll still end the year having had a contraction, let's say, in the range of 4.5% to 5%.
But that's under the best of circumstances.
A lot of the economic results are going to depend heavily on whether we have extensive testing, whether we have contact tracing that goes along with that, whether we can avoid a second wave, and whether there are either treatments or a vaccine that is developed that can address this disease.
Which means all the fiscal policy in the world will have limited effect as long as the disease keeps raging. For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd.